right, well, hope you guys enjoyed the new intro music. Welcome back for episode 12. I have Vanessa.
Hi.
And Israel back.
Hello.
To talk about...
whatever?
Whatever, probably more than likely leaning towards movies more.
Yes, I'm finally glad we could talk about it. Why do I keep doing that?
Why do you hold your hands over your mouth like you're shouting into the mic?
At least he's not whispering.
Yeah, at least... yeah, fuck whispering. That was terrible last episode. Last time you were on.
Yeah, I'm never invited anymore.
Half a dozen
I'm
episodes
never invited
ago.
Anymore.
Half a dozen episodes
I'm never
ago.
Invited anymore.
Episode 5. We're on 12 now.
We are 12.
Yeah, this is 12.
Are we going to celebrate 25th anniversary?
25th?
Yes.
No. Oh. The only time I have a meal celebrate is when we hit 500 subscribers.
Yes.
When we do that,
we're
so...
a party on air.
Yeah, so... we'll party or something. I don't know. Maybe Robert will let us borrow the camera while we record the party.
We should just do a
we'll do a little montage
thing. We should do
thing.
A two-hour-long episode.
A two-hour...
Well, 2 hours?
Wow, that's a long time.
Why not? Celebrate, right? And then what you do is have everybody who came on...
You should have everybody drunk.
Okay. All right. Everybody drink that day.
Well, have you heard about that one?
No, well, I know you wanted to do a drunk podcast.
Yeah, she wants to do all of us are drunk. Me, you, Terry, and her. All drunk as shit.
It doesn't have to be super drunk. I just thought it would be funny.
Just to drink?
Just to be kind of buzzing. Like, okay. Hey, guys!
All right. We'll think about it. You know, maybe we can get some sort of more of an audio drinking game or something.
Israel wants to do one when everybody's high.
No, I didn't say that.
we don't condone that.
We
on
don't.
His cookies.
My cookies.
that are full of sugar.
Yeah, sugar.
And love.
Sugar and love. Nothing other.
Yeah.
No pot at all.
Specifically that.
No purple kush, no nothing.
Okay, good. Well, we don't condone that.
We don't condone that.
At all.
Because drugs are not goods.
Also, we should we should probably mention the thing at Josh's house. First, get that off.
That's all you, brother.
Okay, well, mentioned a while back about our friend Daniel, who was drunk at Vanessa's party, and came up to me talking about how he was being on the goats, and how he was only drinking more because he wanted to pee on the goats. And Daniel informed me the episode after, and I forgot to mention it since now. That it was just drunk talk. It was basically just him fucking around. So I didn't want to alarm Josh and everything because apparently they took it kind of hard. Josh, just drunk talk, bro. Come on. All right, we've all been there.
Be easy, bro.
You know,
easy.
It's just, I think it was the thing. It's just, it's, you know, how many of our friends do we know that owns goats?
Yes. Well,
chickens, I can understand because every now and then you meet someone with chickens.
I have chickens.
Because you're Mexican.
Yeah, that's why.
Anyways.
I'm Puerto Rican.
So, I just want to clear that up. So, Josh, Dan, you guys can become friends again. You know, maybe we'll go have a donut or something.
I don't think of that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Not with
moving on.
On a happier note, how's everybody doing?
I'm doing fine.
I'm doing great.
Are you?
Yeah.
That's good. Me too, man. Me too.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah, she spent a lot of money on
Vanessa. Do you want to do you want to talk about your purchases today? We just came back from the mall, had a wonderful time.
Vintage Fair Mall,
if you cared, you know that one mall near us in Modesto.
My legs on that,
huh?
My feet on that.
Yeah, as long as you don't press too much on that.
Okay, anyways, go ahead.
All my purchases, or
unless you some of them are private,
even the dirty ones.
There wasn't any dirty.
I mean,
ones.
We went to the dildo store, but if you don't want to talk about that,
she
that's cool.
She got something called the Great American Challenge. I don't.
American Childhood Dildo.
My first dildo.
It's like a training kit.
It's a. Yeah,
anyways,
Mr. Dildo. Head.
Okay, all right. Just kidding.
Shut up.
You can put glasses with it.
Oh my god.
Anyways, pick your own
I
adventure.
Buy? Anyway, I just bought some shirts. I bought an Iron Man shirt and a Kick-Ass shirt and an Iron Man pin. It's Iron Man's arc reactor. I've been walking around all day with it pinned to the center of my shirt. So I have an arc reactor. I go pew at people.
Yeah, so she can thrust her chest at people and yell at them.
Then I bought some tabacky for my new hookah that Dwight got me as my present. But
we
I
know She did get different flavors.
And then we went to the magical place of Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear!
And that's where Leopold Skywalker was born.
Yep. Leopold Skywalker.
Leopold Skywalker, man. What a swell fella. He's actually in the studio with us right now.
He's in the studio. He is. He's sleeping on my bed in his box.
Leopold Skywalker is a leopard. It's a leopard, not a leopard bear.
No, he's just a leopard.
It's just a stuffed leopard.
We'll get to Owlbear in a minute.
But he's wearing a... Is it like Obi-Wan?
It's Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan outfit. And he's got a stuffed lightsaber and everything.
Yeah.
He's got... The Force is very strong with him.
The Force is strong with him.
I took a picture of it, didn't I?
I think so. I got a good camera somewhere.
Yeah. We filmed Israel...
Oh,
the
yeah.
birth of Leopold when he was stuffing him.
Yeah, I have a recording if I can figure out how to get it up. I'll put it up on the site of Israel pretty much giving birth to Leopold Skywalker. And we'll have put pictures up of him, and I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, we met some interesting characters out there. We met the koala bear, the drunk koala bear.
We met a drunk koala bear.
who had a thing with sunglasses.
Yeah,
he just kept wanting to wear these sunglasses.
He did everywhere,
and then
they look good on him.
Yes, but then we met my soon-to-be kid, Owlbear.
Owlbear. Yeah,
he will be mine eventually.
He's good with the Argyle sweater.
Yeah, Argyle sweater, some Dickies,
some white rim sunglasses.
Shirt says 303.
A tap out shirt.
No way, bro.
Tap out.
Oh my
cuts.
God. Speaking of tap out, I don't know if I told you or not, but this old lady, probably like in her 60s, came in, and she was just wearing a tap out shirt.
Wow.
But it was a super, like, it was like brown, but it was super shiny gold all over it. And it just said tap out from the right breast to the left breast. Just bam.
You were looking at her chest, huh?
Dude.
Dude. Yeah. You have no idea.
You have no idea, bro. You have no idea.
Yeah. So,
well, that was basically the mall trip, then.
If you're an old lady and you have a tap-out shirt, there are men out there who are interested in you.
Only
if not, at least one.
I was going to say, hey, only...
At least
only your breasts. That's all I had to say.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that's cleared
yeah,
up.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's basically it for the mall trip, huh?
No, we went to taxis.
Yeah, we went to taxis and we ate.
And we brought up a really good subject.
In taxis?
Yes.
Did we?
Mortal motherfucking Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you who haven't seen it, you guys need to watch this thing. Mortal Kombat. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
This is something I wanted to talk about. I'm not a huge Mortal Kombat fan. Combat fan.
For the Kombat?
Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
You play that Kombat?
Yeah. I could go on for that for hours.
I know, right?
Anyways. I'm not a big Mortal Kombat fan until I saw that trailer. And it's not so much a trailer as it is the guy's proof of concept video.
Yeah, it's a pitch, basically.
It's basically a pitch. And after seeing it and the fact that it already has almost 3 million views.
On just that one video.
On just the one from YouTube, yeah, which isn't even the good one. I've watched one that was better quality than that. It has to be picked up.
Yeah. Keep in mind, they did the same thing for Halo, remember? The guy who did direct District 9, he did that Halo movie, and then it never...
You mean that short movie?
Yeah, yeah.
The one that he spent like 20 grand on?
Yeah, it was meant...
Really good.
It was really good.
Really
but
good.
But that was meant as a pitch as well to sell it to 20th Century Fox, I believe.
He's going
to
do it, though, I thought.
No, Peter Jackson said nobody wants to buy it. Well, it's on hold right now, and he said if necessary, he might actually pay for it himself.
Hmm.
Yeah, but like he has money.
James Cameron should do it.
Is there going to be hobbits in it?
The hobbits for the grunts. Frodo, no!
I love you, Sam. I love you.
But yeah, so I mean, hopefully it will come to conception because
I'll post a link on the website for the Mortal Kombat trailer.
Yeah, actually, since Vanessa's here, I know you don't really know anything at all.
I have no idea.
She has no idea at all about Mortal Kombat. What did you think?
Scorpion wears a thing over his head, but that's pretty much it.
He wears yellow and black.
Yeah, he
or
wears
he did
yellow
in older
and black,
ones.
And Sub-Zero wears like blue or some
shit. What did you think of Sub-Zero?
Was that the picture of the guy?
Yeah, that's. I'm pretty sure that's going to be the way it looks.
He looked like he was on life support, kind
yeah.
of.
Kinda,
like,
yeah,
like he had an oxygen mask.
Okay, there's an artist out there that a lot of people don't know, but movie freaks will, and people who are art fanatics. His name is Geiger. And those who know him, the movie freak people will know him as the guy who created the original molds for Predator. And those molds are actually being brought back for Predators.
Yeah, you know about that?
I know, I'm just saying, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Actually, we'll talk about it
later. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But I don't know if Geiger did the art for it. I don't even know if Geiger's still alive. But it looks like his artwork. So if you know what Geiger's artwork looks like, that's the way Scorpion's face looks like. The mask. Sub-Zero. Scorpion looks fine.
He just looked like a normal dude who would beat the shit out of you.
Who would kick the shit out of you, yeah.
Shoot his little needles at you and go, BAM!
Yeah. And yell at you, get over here.
Say Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz!
Yeah. There's no speculation yet on what Raiden's new catchphrase is going to be, but Israel is very, very concerned that it's not going to be Santa Cruz.
No, Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. But since you brought up Predators, though.
Let's talk about Predators.
Have you seen the trailer?
I have. I saw the theatrical.
What did you think?
I'm excited for it.
Really?
I am. I am because I don't know if you saw the same trailer as I did. Because there's different Predators now.
Yeah, it's called Predators.
Well, I'm saying Predators could just mean different, or just a shitload of the same Predator.
Right.
But now there's crazy Predators, and then not so crazy Predators.
It's a fraternity.
Yeah. It's kind of like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. There's Sleepy, there's Grouchy. You know? That's the way it's going
to
go.
I'm actually excited for that movie for two reasons. One, Adrian Brody is in it.
The Brodester.
Well, we'll get to that in second splice.
Oh my god.
And then Derek Mears, for once again, you film people out there, horror film people at least.
Director?
No, Derek Mears is in it. He played the new Jason. He played the werewolf in Cursed. He's done a lot of roles in horror films. He's big in it. He actually played the big scary dude in the Hills Have Eyes remake. But Derek
Mears, one who gets the flag through the head?
Yes.
Oh, that scene was so tight, man.
Derek Mears is a real, real awesome cat. But he's playing one of the Predators. That's the main reason why I want to see it.
And he's playing a Predator.
He's playing one of the Predators, yeah.
Huh.
And actually, I'm going to meet him, too, in September.
Yeah, where?
At the From the Land and Beyond Horror Film Festival.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so hey, anyways, in Sacramento, you guys got to check it out. Greatest thing ever, man. Horror, sci-fi, some anime, but who cares? It's just the greatest thing ever.
No one cares about anime.
But, oh, it's incredible, incredible. But since we're talking about Splice...
Wait. Back on the subject of Predators.
Okay.
I wasn't done yet, okay? You're trying to segue, and I still have stuff to say.
Well, we want to talk about Splice now.
We'll talk about Splice, okay, after I'm done saying this.
Okay.
The director was interviewed by the people on Dignation. Mm-hmm. By Kevin Rose and stuff like that, and they talked to him, and they brought him up on their live show back in South by Southwest in Austin, and they brought him up on stage, and they were talking about the movie, and I'm excited because that guy is a huge Predator fan.
Right.
Like, the first one, you know, blew people's minds, and then, like, the second one was, I guess, okay, or it was shit.
Second one wasn't
bad.
Or
the third one was the worst.
Third one was the worst, but the second one wasn't bad, it just wasn't as good as...
That's what I'm saying, like... He's the guy that grew up on that shit and was, like, getting pissed at them making shitty ones.
Yeah.
So this one is going back to the old school roots.
That's
roots.
Cool.
So it's going to be like the first Predator.
Yeah, that's cool.
So why I'm excited.
Yeah, I saw actually an interview as well on Fangoria Magazine. We were talking to the director as well, and I kind of got the same vibe that you got.
He is a big fan, which is good.
But then again, though, studios have the final say.
True.
So the studio says, well, I don't want fucking him to be dead. Make him super awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you wanted to use the original molds, but we made these new ones that kind of look like SpongeBob.
But it's cool, man.
And we're going to go with these guys.
But it's cool, bro.
Trying to reach that, put our hand in that kids pot right there.
And by the way, we're no longer rated R, rated PG.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're not rated PG anymore. Or G. Oh, and Disney is now funding this.
Yes. And it's an anime
movie. And you gotta add Jack Sparrow somewhere. So.
With the prince.
Yeah, with the Prince of Persia.
Yes. The Prince of Persia.
What the hell?
Why don't you say that one more time?
The Prince of Persia.
It's like the Swedish version of Prince of Persia. Hello, I am the Prince of Persia.
I remember I heard that. I was like, that's awesome. Hello, I'm the Prince of Persia.
Okay, all right. So let's go to Spliced.
Okay,
so I have not seen it. Oh, I had zero interest in seeing it.
Did Terry talk to you about it?
A little bit. He said it was okay. I think he said it was better than he expected.
Yeah.
But from all the trailers that I've seen, it looked terrible. It looked like the same scene from Independence Day where they saw the fucking alien behind the wall and they pick up and like, help me.
And that movie sold a lot of money, so.
It sold a lot of money. They were selling shitloads of money there.
I wish I could have been there.
If you needed money, they were selling it super cheap.
Independence Day for a reason. No, but Splice, man. I mean, I don't want to give anything too much away, but.
It was one of those movies where you're sitting in the theater and something's about to happen and you're like, oh my God, that's not going to happen. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened.
It takes a certain concept and it just kind of twists it. It's kind of, if you've seen Species, it's in the same vein as Species, but it takes that concept and just turns it upside down. And it's just very well done.
It's very interesting.
Turning a concept upside down would mean that it would turn it into a whole different thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to explain.
If you have seen Toy Story, turn that upside down, and it's just like Splice.
Well, no, I mean...
Okay, you don't... Okay, this movie is not a AAA title.
No.
It's not like a bunch of actors and actresses that everybody knows.
But, no, that's not true. It has a lot of Oscar talent behind it. Jennifer Pulley... I mean, come on, Adrian Brody? That's an awesome
Adrian movie. Brody is probably the only, like, A-star that's
well,
in there.
If you follow film, Jennifer
Pulley. No, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people don't.
But what I'm saying is...
Like, I consider myself an avid moviegoer, but I'm not a film person. I don't know who that person is.
Okay.
I know who Adrian Brody is.
Him and his big
He's
nose?
A broadster, bro.
You know? And his big-ass nose?
Yeah, he... But it's not... I'm working away into saying that... You don't need to worry about ruining the film by talking about it, because the people who were interested in it,
who knew we were going to see it, have already saw it.
People right now aren't debating right now.
So I'm saying
don't hold back. I'm saying...
Do you want me to tell you what happens?
Or? Well, I know, like, the dude, like, fucks the thing or something.
Okay,
and then,
okay,
like, it has
Vanessa
a crazy...
Tell you,
I'll explain what happens. Okay.
I'll explain.
I'll
explain the movie for you.
Okay, all right. No. All right, let's start this over. Let's do that one more time.
Say it in American.
Yeah, what's America? Okay.
So what happens in the movie is Adrian Brody and, I don't know, whoever...
Jennifer Pulley.
Yeah, Jennifer Pulley. They're, like, a couple... And they're into, you know, this gene, you know,
splicing.
They're making, you know, new species and stuff for cures. And somewhere along the line, they're trying to create this new creature, species, whatever. And it creates, like, this... like
gene.
It's a gene.
Remember, they were creating the things because they were trying to get a certain gene that would be used for medical reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We should touch on the subject of why they're doing this.
They worked in pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And basically, they were trying to create this gene they could abstract from this, you know, unique born object, if you will, and just take out whatever gene that was. I forgot what it was called something, but take it out and use that for other things. Like, you can use for cancer, you know, HIV.
So
it's a replicating gene that can basically cure whatever problem you have.
Yeah, and it's taken from, like, multiple things. Humans, different species of animals.
So they're taking the immunity that one person might have over the common cold, and they're trying to make it something to splice it into other people.
In a sense, where basically you can buy it over the counter, and it'll make you, like, you know, oh, shit, I don't got the AIDS, bro. I don't got the AIDS anymore.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah,
so
they create this new species, I guess, and it kind of looks like an alien, but it kind of looks like a person. Like, the way, like, its body shape, it turns out to be a girl. Its body shape is totally human, but, like, from the knee down, it's got, like, giant, like, its feet are built like a bird, like a chicken. It's got, like, you know, the toes and everything, like the talons
the claw.
And
kinda,
stuff
the
like
talons.
That.
Funny, but
yeah.
It kind of bends, instead of the knee bending
like,
kind of
like a dinosaur.
Backwards.
The knee bends backwards?
Yeah. And she's got, like, this tail with, like, a stinger at the end of it.
It's a scorpion.
Yeah, and she's, like, completely bald, and she's got, you know, the alien eyes and all that stuff.
I would say more...
upper body of a human, everything else different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like her face.
And she's only got four fingers.
Her nose and below is all human.
Yeah.
But then when you go to her eyes up, her head's similar to hemorrhage. She looks like a leukemia patient almost.
Yeah,
like, no offense, but I mean that's basically what it looked like. And but her eyes are more wider and they're more black. They're just real deep black.
Yeah, so they go through this whole movie and they're raising, you know, this creature and all this stuff, and it kind of like the way they did it. I can't remember what they named it. What do they name it?
Dren, remember?
Yeah, they named it Dren. And Dren, it grows up kind of like just like a human. Like, it goes through, like, typical, like, rebellious stages and everything. But they're, like, hiding her away from the world.
Keep in mind, though.
Yeah.
It's growing faster than
average human. Faster than a natural person. But the thing I thought was most interesting, since she's spliced...
I thought was most best.
Since she's spliced with other animal species, there was a part in the movie where she, like, had gotten sick or something like that. And they couldn't figure out what was wrong, and she started suffocating, and she couldn't breathe. And Adrian Brody just, like, stuffed her. You think he's gonna, like, drown her or something, but he, like, stuffs her in the sink because they'd put her in a bath to give her a hot bath to cool her down. And what turns out is she's got freaking, like,
gills.
Yeah, yeah, she breathes water.
But she has inner gills. Like,
yeah.
They're not, like,
sticking out. You can't see it. It's inside. It's her respiratory system is all water-based. And so when they move her later, they move her out to, like, a barn, like, whatever the chick's name is.
So how old is she at this point?
I don't know.
Well,
how
when, think? When she got drowned.
Yeah,
well, I'm
she
just
was
saying,
it's
like, how did they just figure this out?
What do you mean?
Maybe, I'd say she'd probably maybe
she's
10 years old.
No, maybe 4 or 5.
Maybe.
Or 4 or 5 years old.
But 4 or 5 years old isn't
so that's
passing, though. It's like, this is like within a year, maybe.
Yeah.
But she's growing super fast. And so when they move her out to the barn when she gets older, like, she'd probably be, like, a 17, 16
She's probably, like, 17, 18.
Yeah. They give her a giant, like, doughboy pool, and she sleeps in it because she breathes the water.
Yeah.
So she, like, a dolphin? Like, she can come out
of
the water?
Yeah, kind of.
Her genes are genetically infused with other animals.
I understand.
Yeah,
she got
so
the gills.
It's
okay.
Kind of like a
so
dolphin,
sure
yeah.
Here.
But,
that's how my gills are.
The interesting part is,
Well, first off, before you get to that, though, you gotta explain the roles of the characters. Adrian Brody and Jennifer Pulley.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Pulley, at first, was a very loving mother, you know, wanting to be there for her child, whatever. Adrian Brody was living at the child like a bastard, just like, what are you doing here?
I can't believe you created
that
thing.
Why the fuck? Hey, it's not my kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
Like, that kind of concept. But then, when she gets to the older age, the role is kind of reversed. She
starts
seeing it, where, you know, she's resenting her mother and going towards her father, which most teenage women do. The majority of them.
So the
most
mother,
teenage
yeah,
women.
So Jennifer Pulley starts to, you know, kind of...
Pull away,
and Adrian Brody kind of, you know, starts to be there for her more. And, how would you get into
the... Well, and the key, the interesting thing is, they started to notice different effects, if you will, of her. Like, for example, something went, she had a kitty. No, the girl, Dren found a kitty.
Yeah.
But her mom goes, you can't have a kitty.
Yeah,
and then she took
dangerous.
The kitty away and she got kissed or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then Adrian Brody comes in and he goes, what's wrong? And starts talking. Adrian Brody loves classic music for some reason. And he puts some old 1930s.
I liked that scene,
He puts some old 1930s jazz on and they start dancing together. Well, he's starting to get really close to her and he looks at her eyes and like did he almost kiss her? I don't think
no,
so.
No, he's like, look, it's panning on them dancing and all of a sudden Dren, like, she, like, kind of, you know, pulls back and, you know, you could, like, see, like, she puts her head back and, like, they view in on her neck and Adrian Brody's looking at her and he's kind of like, he's looking at her in, like, a, like, she's attractive kind of way.
Seductive way.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, shit, no, this can't happen, this can't happen. He's like, I gotta go.
So he runs away, finds Jennifer Pulley. He
runs away crying.
He runs away, but he finds Jennifer Pulley. But then he goes, it's your DNA. And let's backtrack really quickly, which I forgot to mention was when they were creating Dren, they were trying to make it with human DNA first. That was the first ever human DNA splice.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed a certain one, but for some reason none of the strains were working. And one did work, but Jennifer Pulley never said which one it was. Well, it's her DNA.
Yeah, so she's basically in Dren.
Yeah.
So.
But this is my only thing. DNA doesn't make you attracted to another person, am I right?
What do you mean?
Let's say the woman you fell in love with, right? She put her DNA into some whatever, and then you started talking to that whatever, and then you started falling in love with that whatever because of the fact that it was
her DNA.
It could go both ways because I mean, saying like DNA, it makes up everything of you,
makes up who you are, correct?
Right. So if she's using the DNA from her and putting it into Dren, that's the same DNA. That's not a different DNA. That's not like how a baby is where two DNAs are basically intertwining and making a new thing. Okay, that's just her DNA, her DNA. So it's her.
that's what I was
saying. there is going to be characteristics that Dren's going to have that are exact same as... They put it in her, and then it, like, changed or something. But it can't change without, you know...
Okay, because the biggest problem I had, though, I didn't get that, but okay, now you explain.
Do you want to explain the weirdness, Israel?
Yes, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyways, before we get into that, though...
oh my god.
No, no, because Dren gets really pissed off at her mother.
Yeah, Jennifer for taking away the cat.
For taking away the cat, but then she brings the cat back to say, you know, hey, I'm sorry, whatever, right? Well, she doesn't want the cat. She didn't keep him, like she mentioned, like Vanessa mentioned earlier, she had a stinger
on her tail.
Well, that fucking stinger went bam.
Yeah, she killed the cat.
And so she freaked out, whatever, and
she freaking slaps her. Yeah. She slaps Dren.
Yeah, Jennifer Pulley slaps Dren. Thing. And then, you know, Dren gets pissed, goes, "Oh, motherfucker." And then jumps on top of her, whatever, and then knocks her out.
Making her out.
Knocks her over.
Knocks her out. Or whatever. But then Jennifer Pulley, I forgot what she did to Dren and knock her out.
She I think she hit her over the head or something.
But anyway, she knocks Dren out. And then she strips Dren completely nude. And she
straps her down on the surgical table.
Yeah, yeah. And then cuts her stinger out.
Because she says she's too dangerous and she'll kill people or whatever.
Exactly. Well, then right when she's doing that, Adrian Brody shows up and goes, "What the hell, bro?" Basically.
"What are you doing to my kid?
What are you doing?" Yeah, yeah. And then she goes, "Well, I'm fixing everything that needs to be fixed." So she takes that little stinger thing and takes it to the medical office they work at to fix everything. Well, keep in mind, Dren's completely nude. And so Adrian Brody then picks her up, whatever, you know, gets it cleaned up. I think he puts a jacket over something. They start talking. She turns over. Dren turns over towards Adrian Brody, looks at him in the eye. They look at each other, and they start making up. And he goes, "Well, I really can't be doing this. Well, oh my god, I can't be doing this." And then he goes, "Well, fuck it." And then they just start,
I'm drunk anyways.
And then they start making out, and then they start fucking like really just crazy,
like,
dude.
Alien. Like,
keep in mind too, since she's part bird, all of a sudden wings pop out.
Yeah,
of her
she's
body.
Got like wings that come out of her.
Yeah, with feathers and shit.
Of her forearm. Arms and on her back.
Yeah, on her back, right? Too. Yeah. And she's just fucking like, oh.
And like these wings are everywhere, and it's just like really kind of weird.
That is weird.
All of a sudden, like in the middle of everything, like the door opens in the background, and the wife's standing there, and she's like, "Oh my god!"
It's funny, of course, because when that was in theaters, I remember everybody just started laughing. They were like, "Oh my god!" And then we saw with Mark Ruiz, so
Mark,
yeah, yeah. And when you first saw her naked, Mark goes, "Boobies!" So anyway, hey, shout out to you, Mark. Shout out to you. But anyways, so yeah. This movie has gone for a while.
It was just really weird.
And it doesn't sound that bad listening to it.
But seeing
it doesn't sound
just,
that bad listening to it.
But I don't know, me saying this doesn't sound
dude's
bad.
Having like, sex with an alien.
Yeah,
dude.
Okay, so.
Who's
this is the weirdest.
Who's basically his
it
daughter.
It gets weirder, right?
It gets weirder.
Crazy, yo.
The animals, they had created two creatures in the beginning that were successful, but they ended up killing each other, and the reason was being they had a boy and a girl. Well, the girl had switched sexes to a boy.
Yeah.
So they ended up killing each other.
Keep in mind, though, too, those ones Vanessa's talking about had no human strand.
Yeah, they just, like, looked like blobs.
Just all...
Terry said that they looked like giant penises, and they kind of did.
So at the end, you know, towards the movie... they decide that, you know, Dren can't go on, blah, 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 so they kill her, or they think they kill her, and, the science department finds out, and they come to, you know, check her out, but they're like, "Oh, she's already dead, blah, 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 blah." Well, turns out to be she's not dead, and,
So she's no longer dead, and no longer she...
No, don't, you can't get to that part.
Well, go ahead.
So, anyway, so they're out in the forest, and she's out killing everybody, and they can't find
she's
her.
She's out killing everybody.
Yeah, she's killing everybody.
Typical day.
And so they're sitting next to this river, Adrian Brody and Jennifer Pulley, because she had knocked one of them out or whatever, and all of a sudden you see the Dren come out of the water, like in the river, except she looked nothing like how she did before. She was a boy now instead of a girl. Like, her flesh, like, her face was all, like, manly, right? And her color was all green and stuff instead of flesh tone.
Yeah.
And so she's trying to kill Adrian Brody. So then
so anyways, to get more close to the end, basically what happens was Adrian Brody gets knocked out.
Kind of dies, doesn't he?
Well, that's later. And then Jennifer Pulley is then trying to save Adrian Brody, which she kind of does. But then Dren tackles...
The boy Dren tackles
Jennifer Pulley. And then she goes, "What do you want? What do you want from me?" And then he has this weird voice, real, like, almost this demonic voice.
Yeah.
And says, I want you inside of me. No, I want to inside.
Inside you or something
like
that.
Did he fuck up like that too? He goes, wait, I'm a boy now.
Yeah, okay. So anyway.
I have a penis.
Jennifer Pooley ends up being raped by male Dren. Because he, wants to carry on the species. Yeah, so it's like incest within incest within incest. So Adrian Brody dies, and at the end of the movie, you see Jennifer Pooley, and she's, at the head with, her science department, and she's discussing with her, and the lady was telling her, oh, just sign this paper, we'll take care of everything. No one will have to know, you never have to speak about it. And then at the end, Jennifer Pooley stands up and goes stands near a window, and she's, hecka pregnant.
Yeah.
So she gets pregnant with Boy Dren's alien weird baby. It was so weird.
Extreme potent sperm that boy probably
weird
had.
Ass.
This is the one thing I want to discuss though. We were talking. Remember how you said it became a male?
Yeah.
Well, me and Terry came up with something that we were just wondering. What if the reason why it became a male was because he had sex with it?
No.
Because it never says why she became male. Same thing with remember.
Well, but with
because think about it in the beginning, remember?
The two little
blob things had sex.
No.
And then all of a sudden it became a male?
No.
Think about it.
They weren't. No.
That doesn't make sense to me.
No. They weren't. They didn't mate. They were imprinting each other's identities, but it wasn't a full out thing.
I don't know. I have to watch the movie again.
Why?
Because the only reason why animals change sex in the wild is for procreation reasons, not because. Is so they can carry on their species.
Okay, that's true. Huh.
I mean, maybe Dren better felt that, instead of getting screwed by Adrian goes, Brody, if it impregnated the woman,
that looked fun.
The species would go
on. I
want
to do it. But then,
so
wait.
It was like a dad having sex with his daughter, and then the daughter turns into the son that has sex with the mom.
But Dren did die too, though. Keep that in mind.
What?
Remember, Dren died. Right before Adrian Brody died, Dren stabbed.
Yeah, they both. So they both died.
Yeah. They both died in honor.
It was just really weird.
Then where did Boy Dren come from?
Girl Dren.
No, Girl Dren. That was the same person. They just changed.
Girl Dren turned into Boy Dren.
Okay. Well, you just talked about Dren dying when
Adrian
Brody died.
Because Dren died. Dren died again. Boy Dren died when Adrian Brody died.
Oh, okay.
Because
they
he
killed each other.
Yeah,
like Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet style. Oh,
Adrian Brody took poison, and then
yeah.
And Boy Dren came by, like, what? And then he stabs himself, and then Brody wakes up and is like, I was just taking a nap, it was ambient, I'm sorry.
No!
And then he kills himself.
Yes, but anyways.
Alright.
So, but yeah, from what we told you, what do you think?
No.
I would not see it.
Why not?
That does not sound like something I would be interested in.
Because it's kind of cyberpunk.
You just explained the whole plot to me, and no part during that story.
I told you, doodling.
Yeah, was I like, I need to see how that happened.
Yeah.
There's no part of me that wants to go see Adrian Brody screw a blob thing, human lady girl.
This is what I will
and
say.
And then a lady getting raped.
Being a horror fan that I am, I think
that is not a horror movie.
No, it's
either.
Not a horror movie.
Okay.
It's a sci-fi horror film.
It's a sci-fi thriller.
Because
horror would be something like Alien.
No, but there are some scenes of grotesque gore, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Gore doesn't equal horror,
though. I mean,
when
those things stabbed each other to death, but that was pretty much it.
Ninja Assassin had shitloads of gore.
When you're talking about gore, I think of
You think of fucking Hostel. We know
that.
Yeah,
House of a Thousand Corpses.
By the way, Hostel 3 next year. Anyways.
No one gave a shit.
This Halloween. Again.
Oh my God.
Weird.
And Vanessa's going to see it again.
I'm going to see it.
Even
I'm
though
sorry.
She's probably pissed.
Careful. You're making it squeak.
But sorry, you never liked any horror films, huh?
I haven't found one that has been worth my time.
Really? Did we tell you that we saw the Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
Because remember we were talking about how much I wanted to go see it?
Yeah.
It was very good. Very, very reminiscent of the originals, but just had enough flavor.
A lot of people I talked to say they didn't like it because it wasn't the original movie.
But see, that's the problem.
But the main deal was it wasn't a remake. It was a total reboot of the movie.
There's also something that I'm pretty sure we've talked about this before, is that you can never recreate an original ever.
Yes.
Because the time that you see that movie, when we watch stuff as kids, when it was still new, the original Star Wars is even a better thing, because not a lot of people watch horror, And there's a bigger audience out there that watches Star Wars, so they'll get this reference. Is that the first three, technically 4, 5, and 6 of Star Wars, great movies. They did really good for their time. Fantastic,
right.
The everything that they did for it, And then they came out and redid 1, 2, and 3. And everybody expected the same level as 4, 5, and 6, but being newer age means newer technology, which means they're more able to pull off all those special effects. And everybody thought that 1, 2, and 3 were the worst ones ever.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah. I'll give them 1, because 1 was kind of bad. But
Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks was the main reason behind that one. But I'm saying is that as times change, when you go back and redo or try to continue a series, it gets that much harder. Another was, I just had it. Indiana Jones.
Oh, God.
See? You guys know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? The first ones were good.
Honestly, I didn't like them.
I'm saying,
as a concept, yes.
Okay, yeah, I'm saying you can respect the fact of what it did for
film. Two of the biggest talents ever, George Lucas and fucking Steven Spielberg, you know what I mean?
Right, you know, that it's a good movie, and then they came back with Shia LaBeouf and old.
And you hear about the new one, right?
Yeah, and then
they want to do Indy 5 with fucking Shia LaBeouf again, but apparently people are saying, no, not Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, no, he was not a good choice.
In the whole movie, it's going to be like, no.
But I just want to add to what you had said. Yeah. I think the reason why, you know, these remakes, people complain, oh, it sucks, this is how I feel, is that people want to recreate.
The feeling that they had.
But the thing
first
is,
time.
You gotta understand. And I remember I met Tony Todd. For those of you who know, that's the guy who played Candyman, and he said it so well. He goes, "The reason why he has nothing against those is because of the fact that if you think about it, you're introducing it to a new generation now. It's going to be their movie. However, the positive note of this is it makes the viewer go, well, hey, I wonder what the original one's like, and they'll seek the original one because the original one will always be there, and the experiences will always be there." You can always go back and relive that again.
Well, yeah, because everybody will always come out and say, oh, it wasn't as good as the original. I've never seen the original. They're like, what?
Yeah, and then you should watch it. And then he's like, yeah, that was actually really good. I mean, I like the new one, but you know what I mean? Not to say, like, everybody's complaining about the Back to the Future remake.
Oh, my God, don't even talk
about
that.
But the thing
that.
Is, Zac Efron's supposedly
going to play. Oh, my God, my heart just died.
He's not a bad actor, though.
Thank you. High five.
I didn't say he's a bad actor. It's just, I mean...
I think he'd be the perfect choice for Marty McFly.
And I'm not talking about High School fucking Musical for all those who are listening.
Yeah.
Zac Efron is actually a decent actor. He was good in 17 Again, and he was great on SNL.
Yeah.
You know, he knows how to do...
And the thing with 17 Again, too, people think it's like a teeny bop for comedy, which in some respects it is. But it has just a great balance. Zac Efron made that movie.
Yeah.
Him and his older brother.
I just feel like some things should just not be touched, and Back to the Future is one of those things.
I'm going
to
agree with her.
I mean,
you cannot...
the day that they tell me they're going to remake The Breakfast Club, I'm going to fucking jump off a cliff and commit
they've
suicide.
They've already announced they
want to
do that.
Shut up, Israel. Just stop talking.
See,
please.
No, I agree with her because I don't think any film that Michael J. Fox was in should be remade.
Right.
Maybe Teen Wolf.
Which, oh my God, you see that?
Yeah.
The freaking MTV?
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, but come on, MTV though? I don't know. MTV's going to fucking butcher it.
It's going to be a music video.
Make him listen to 303 and shit. It's like, I don't know.
Anyways, they need to keep Back to the Future the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It sucks because they're probably going to remake it.
But
oh my God, Doc isn't around anymore.
Who?
It's just gonna be Rock.
The guy that plays Doc? He's still alive.
He died.
No, he didn't. He's in the new movie. He's in the new Piranha coming out.
What?
Yeah,
he is.
Whoever told me that he died is
dude. He's
if
like
I remember who you are.
He's hella old, but he's still alive.
He's still got the hair.
Yeah, he looks exactly the same.
That guy from you guys watch Scrubs at all?
No.
Sometimes.
Oh well, you know the nervous lawyer.
Yes.
That's his nephew.
Really?
Yeah. That's why his hair's all fucked up. Yeah. Anyways.
But I'm saying if they do make Back to the Future, would Zac Efron be a bad choice?
Bad choice, no.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe a
bad
movie?
Bad choice to remake the movie, yes. Or not even remake, even to continue the movie, bad choice.
Right, but it's not to say it's going to be a bad film, just as far as being a remake. If the remake aside, it still could be a decent movie.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I'm really doubtful about a lot of movies.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen very few remakes that I've enjoyed. I mean, the Dawn of the Dead remake was phenomenal.
Apparently they did okay with the Crazies.
Well, Crazy was phenomenal too. Very well.
Hills Have Eyes. I actually liked the first remake they did. I hated the second one.
You liked the first one?
I actually watched it. Yeah,
that's like super horror. That's something surprising.
I know.
I
think I watched it because I didn't know.
Oh, like, poor Joy.
Yeah, like I hate being caught in those moments, and I was just like,
oh my God,
yeah, yeah.
I'm stuck watching this.
Yeah, yeah. But Hills Have Eyes was actually okay. But
I liked the Texas Chainsaw remake.
Those are pretty good.
I heard that was a lot scarier than the first one.
It's pretty awesome.
The remake, they made it more in your face.
Yeah.
And the second, well, the first one, obviously, when they made the first one, they didn't have a lot of money or whatever.
Obviously, or
but
even
it's still
technology.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. But the first one,
movie.
First one's still scary as shit. I don't give a fuck what you say. Mm-hmm. When you see that scene where he fucking, when you just see Leatherface for the first time in the fucking
door,
hallway,
yeah.
And he just goes, BAM! And he hits that dude over the face, he was like, oh shit! You can just feel.
That's a great, like, I'll give old school horror that, is that what they did back then was so revolutionary.
Yes.
And what they're doing now, they're turning it into, I'm bringing this back onto you, they're turning it into hostile shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it is all.
No, I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
There's
even though somebody in this room
nudity,
loves that shit.
There's
I like the gore. I mean, I like the gore, yeah, but I agree with, like, the freaking nudity.
It's turning it into an MTV type deal. They're making it. Oh, if we throw boobs in this shit, people
watch it.
It's like, I don't care. Just cut her head off.
No, however, in some respects, you ask any, you know, major horror fan, they'll tell you, boobs and gore go together.
Yeah, but you gotta follow the rules, Israel.
There's rules.
I mean, Quentin Tarantino said it the best. Horror is like a Reese's peanut butter cup. You know, chocolate and peanut butter goes together.
I thought you hated Quentin Tarantino.
As a writer, no. As a filmmaker, he's overhyped.
Okay.
But anyways, you know, chocolate
like
and peanut
Tim
butter
Burton.
Go good together. But, you know, boobs and gore are made to be together. Same as that concept.
Stupid.
Okay, well...
It's true when you're a horror fan. I'm sorry. If you're a horror fan, you get what I'm saying.
It's not just a horror thing, though. I'm saying it's the fact that they overdo it.
When you overdo
it,
they're
like, oh, okay. So they had this scene where, you know, I'm just pulling something out of my ass here. This isn't from a movie because I don't really watch them. Have a fucking naked girl on a table, right? She's strapped down, her mouth's bound and everything like that. She's obviously naked.
Yes.
Okay? And then they zoom in on her chest and they go down her body and stuff like that and they stop before they get to her fucking good parts. And then,
the fun stuff.
the fun time area. And then they bring it back up and then, like, the serial killer or wherever the fuck it is has a scalpel out and he's, like, slowly digging into her skin and it goes back over her boobs and fucking... It's too much. If it was extremely subtle, if it was just enough to know that she was naked and she was naked, done. Because you even agree to this, that the scariest things are best left to your mind.
No, I completely agree with you. That's why if you watch, you know, Dario Argento
anything
stuff,
good,
he's the best fucking horror filmmaker out there.
Anything good, you will never see it.
Right, that's true. That's true.
Okay?
Very true.
That's why the old school stuff was good, because they didn't have the ability to make it look gross.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck it, we're just going to cut the scene right there and go to the next scene, and you won't see how that guy fucking slashed her face off with
the
ruler.
It goes back to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre's, you know, best example, because when you saw him hit that, you didn't see him
it
actually
goes.
It just goes somewhere else.
Exactly.
And you look at the skeleton hanging down, or I think it was, and you're just like, oh, fuck, what's happening? Or you just hear the sounds of bones breaking, or just
exactly. See, that's the shit that gives me chills.
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
He's
like,
got
chills. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I literally have chills right now because I was thinking of that, you know? Like,
you should watch old school horror movie then, dude.
I don't want to.
Well, that's why you actually...
It's not stuff I enjoy. It's just, it's too predictable for me. That's my reasoning. I don't like horror.
Oh.
And Saw became... I'm apparently falling in love with this fucking... saying it's too MTV now.
Yeah, it is.
Saw 1, great.
Yes.
You like Saw?
Yes.
I like Saw 1. Saw 2 is actually...
I think Saw 2 is the best one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Saw 2 was good. Saw 3 broke it for me.
No, yep.
And ever since then, I stopped watching them. They're like, I want 7 now?
6.
They're gonna be on 7 now.
Really on 7?
Yeah.
I've watched every single one of them just because I'm curious how they're trying
exactly.
to continue
I'm
the story.
Exactly, I'm curious too, but I don't like seeing it. Like that one scene where that guy was climbing through the barbed wire mesh,
and
it was like cutting into his stuff. Yeah. That's what killed it for me. But I love the twist of the first one.
Yes.
Fucking threw me for a loop. The guy fucking stood up and...
But Saw 2 to me has one of the greatest scenes ever, and it's the fucking pit... A fucking
needle pit. That killed me.
There
were glass needles too.
Anybody says that, it didn't make you cringe at all. You're a fucking liar.
You have no soul.
Because the thing is that, oh my god, that was fucking. I was just like, oh my god, oh my god.
He won't do it. He won't do it.
So actually, I remember. AMC,
so much suspense on that scene.
What was it? AMC Television gave that the number 5 all-time horror movie moment of all time, because it was by far one of the scariest things ever.
So
I feel like watching horror movies now when I go home. I haven't watched them in a while. Love horror.
I know a movie we're all going to love talking about.
Oh, we haven't brought up a movie yet.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you're
ready. Are you ready? All right. Drum Board. Roll. The Last Airbender. Yeah.
What? Say it again?
The Last Airbender. You won.
Yeah, you're too busy crashing over here.
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender.
A.K.A. the real Avatar.
The real, legit Avatar that I was stoked to hear about when Avatar was first... The Blue, Smurfs Avatar was announcing. My friends told me, oh, you gotta go see Avatar? And I was like, wait.
I freaked
out because I was like, they're really making a movie? And then I looked it up and I saw, like, because that's when they released the first things for Airbender, too.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, they're making it. And then, like, Blue Avatar came out, Smurfs Avatar, and I was like, fucking bitches, you killed it.
I remember that
me.
Too, because there was two movies that confused you. It was Avatar and Inception and Shutter Island.
Yeah, I confused Inception and Shutter Island for like the longest amount of time.
Because I go, we're going to watch the Leo movie. What? It's already Avatar of July. Not that one, Shutter Island. Wait, which was that? Inception, right?
Yeah. No, it was Inception and Invictus.
Invictus, that's what it was. Yeah, yeah, because you were going to watch Invictus, and you're like, what? What was Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, because I asked, I was like, oh, the Leo movie, Inception, and you're like, no, Invictus, and I was like, what? It's the movie with Leo, right? And you're like, no, it's Morgan Freeman. Like, fuck! So, anyways, back to Airbender.
I am so excited.
I think a lot of people are, to be honest. However, I do think, if it is M. Night Shyamalan, and I'm not really fond of his work.
Shyamalan.
What a twist.
Yeah, and that's
it's a
what
twist.
That's what I'm afraid of. That.
But
that's
you can't twist it. I mean...
You can't. There's fucking rules. You can't be like, oh, he's
it's
not
already,
the last one.
It's already set up. I mean, well, yeah, you can't really twist
that's
it.
That's true.
I mean,
this thing is this movie, too. It's a studio movie. The studio is making this movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're the ones saying what he can and cannot do. So that's true.
One thing I was kind of upset with at first... No, it's not. He's not white. He's Asian.
Yeah, he's fucking Asian, dude.
Because I was upset at first about his character picks because it wasn't who I envisioned it.
Mm-mm.
But then after going through and, like, I'm slowly kind of starting to accept it because when you see the different cultures of the Avatar, there's the Fire Nation, you know, the Water Tribe is supposed to be, like, native and all these people.
It's supposed to be like Eskimos.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be, like, this really diverse cultural mix. And so I'm kind of starting to more accept the people who he chose because it is a really big cultural mix.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still kind of unsure about it.
Okay, so there's another thing that I'm keeping in mind to keep myself at a level head for it. Have you ever watched the anime Death Note?
Yes. My God.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I love it. Yes.
It's a obviously great
game
great
of cat
show.
And mouse every episode, dude. Just like,
so good.
Oh my God, what is he going to do next?
So good. And I love the fact that it was only two seasons, too. I hate the fact that I can't keep watching it, but I love the fact that they got in, did what they had to do, and left it. There's no fillers, there's no nothing. If you guys like anime, or even if you like, I don't know, how would you consider it?
Honestly,
what genre?
I'll put it this way. Like, I'm not a big fan of anime, I'm not. But I really liked it because, to me, I had that kind of detective story.
It was a detective.
Noir,
yeah. Detective mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
And I love detective stories. So for me, it was just like, man, I want
to
keep playing.
It's something, if you like to think about things, like something that's going to leave you with something to think about and not just be like, hey, that had pretty colors in it, you know?
Which it does.
Yeah. Not really. It's a very dreary
type
stuff.
It's a cartoon, so it's still colors.
God, it's stupid. Anyways. it's a great show for people who like to think about things and try to put together stories and mysteries by themselves. And anyways, what they did, like, you know when you watch through animes and you connect with the characters, you know their backstory, because, you know, during a series they have so much time to talk about characters, they build up their background, and by the end you really feel like you know these people,
right.
And by the end of Death Note, like, I can't say because I don't want to ruin anything, but a certain someone dies, broke my heart.
Did it really?
It did. It pissed me off.
Because that character, to be quite honest, my first opinion, got annoying in my opinion.
Fuck you. That was the best character in the entire series, dude.
No, the father was my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
He had a fucking heart attack.
I'm saying, but before that, like, he was just so loyal to his son, you know what I mean?
That just goes on top of the way the Japanese people are.
Yeah,
they're
loyal. But that's what I'm saying. It was cool to see that represented so well.
Okay, alright, I give you that. Anyways... Have you seen any of the movies?
I've seen the first two.
I heard the other word. Nobody really likes that one.
Yeah,
that's the one I haven't seen.
Anyways, I'm saying the movies worth somewhat of a letdown, right? Because, I mean, they go off of, you know, they hit key points, but they don't go into those parts that people connect with.
Yeah.
You know, and I've come to the conclusion that series have all that time to do that. You know, they have all that time to build a background and do everything like that.
For what it was,
and
it was good.
For movies, they only have an hour and a half, 2 hours to fucking get in everything that people need, and you won't get those key points where you connect with people. You won't get those memorable moments where you're like, remember that time he had a piece of cake and he was so happy, and he was never happy before that moment?
I fell in love with the moon.
Yeah. And anyways, I'm on that level with Airbender. And I'm sure anybody who's watched the series,
well, of course,
you know,
it's gonna happen.
It's three books,
yeah,
so it's
you
super
think it's,
long.
It's gonna, he's gonna make three movies, or is it?
They
just
said
one?
It could.
Well, the studio said if depending on how the reception,
I think it's gonna be phenomenal.
If it does well critically and financially, they're gonna do it.
I mean,
because
how many
more
children?
Movies.
I mean, aside from like older.
Because the thing is,
it's not gonna be kids.
No,
like,
I know. That's a, besides like people who are older. Or all, it's like it's not just.
It's a very specific age range.
Yeah, not just kids who watch it. I mean, there's like everybody
watches.
Right,
right. That's what I'm saying.
So.
If it hits this financially, well, Warner Brothers said they'll do two more. Because you know, nowadays there's no sequel; it's a fucking trilogy. So.
Well, it makes sense of this because there's three books.
Right,
yeah.
But I'm just saying majority of movies. Because
you can't cram
anyways.
Like three. Seasons and yeah. Well, you could.
I bet you those guys who made it just left to the bank, just like, oh my god.
Which is it that's where I want to see where the movie ends, because it can go both ways. Because they don't know if they're going to make enough money, right,
yeah.
to make those other two movies. So how are they going to end the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they leave it on a cliffhanger and the other two never get made, it's not going to be that good of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be like, what happened? Where's this going to
yeah.
go?
Well,
like
it could be one of those things where just Warner Bros. Is like, you know what. You know, because obviously every major movie gets, you know, test screened.
Right.
That's what happens.
Right.
So if it's getting good reception, it's getting some pretty good PR right now. So if that's the case, then, hey, more than likely it's going to be a decent film.
I don't think it's getting good PR.
Really? Dude,
like,
I see it all the time.
Okay, yeah, Neil,
about.
You may see it everywhere,
yeah,
but
I
is
mean,
that striking
about,
people's
like,
interest?
Just think about how when we were at Hot Topic earlier, they have this whole giant section dedicated to gay-ass Twilight. And then you go, and there's
wait,
just...
That's
say, say it one more time, because I don't think our listeners heard either.
Gay-ass Twilight?
There you go. Okay.
And
I
then when you go
sure.
to the Avatar, there's just this one
wait,
little part for
but
the gondola.
Twilight, though, is a fucking...
I know, but that's what
franchise.
I'm saying. Is there... I mean, it's just they're not sure. Do you want to market it
right,
big,
well,
or...
Yeah.
Well, the film industry is always tricky. You know what I mean? Any point in time, anything can change. You know what I mean?
Gay-ass Twilight.
Yeah, see, like, I think if Airbender was a book...
Yeah,
that appealed to young girls.
You know what's going to affect Airbender though, because it comes out, I believe, right after Twilight,
the last one.
Yeah,
what is it? Full Moon?
No,
no,
it's
eclipse.
Eclipse,
but there's more Twilight.
But
after.
But I'm saying is I think
what? I thought
yeah.
it was only three.
It's
four books.
Four,
but
yeah.
I'm saying Eclipse
four,
comes out.
Okay, but let me. What they're doing is okay, because you know how Harry Potter, the last book, is split into
two movies.
Don't tell me. They're doing the same thing with Twilight.
Yeah.
So you got to drag it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Twilight. I think the biggest mistake they made with Twilight is they made the movies come out so fast. It's just like
yes,
it's
no.
like every year.
Yeah, they're making a lot of money, but it's why not just drag it
no,
out?
No, I know
as
why.
As
it's an
can.
Easy answer for that one. You know why Harry Potter comes out every year or every 2 years, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's because they age with the books. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Twilight, they have to stay the same age throughout this whole entire time.
Yeah, I guess.
So
let's right.
say they make wait every 3 years. People change in 3 years, so you know that's why it has to come out repeatedly.
It's
so
just
quickly.
Like,
although I agree with you, this one, should have came because basically what?
It's like
less
two
than six
movies
months?
A year.
Yeah, 6 months basically. Bam, bam. So I don't know.
It's just I think they're getting a little bit kind of greedy, and I think it's going to end up biting them in the ass.
But there's also you know also the fact that if they have that longer time. That's more time to make a better movie.
Yeah,
it is true. That is a key factor. But you know, it's once again, it's no longer a movie. It's not a movie making business. It's a money making business. You know, so you gotta go with the money set. So if they know
they can make
$200 million opening weekend, opening day,
that's
one day, hey, I'll take it. You know what I mean? $200 million for one theater, probably.
I just wish they picked a hotter Edward Cullen. I mean, the guys in the movie aren't even that good looking.
What's the guy? The
Jacob.
The,
Taylor Lautner. Taylor Lautner is good looking. I mean, but he's a funny guy too. I'm saying like the secondary characters are all good. Like Ashley Greene, I mean, she's
the girl you said you wanted to see naked.
But I mean,
which one?
Alice.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. I said the one that had naked pictures.
You were like, I've never seen
oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, like, Robert Pattinson is, like, freaking butt-ass ugly, and Kirsten Stewart...
You just about made a bunch of kids cry right now.
I think Angela and Allie on the last episode, they're big Twilight
they
fans.
They could do so much better than Kirsten Stewart. It's just
I kind of agree with Kirsten Stewart. I mean, but then again, though, my friend Tony, you know Tony, had a good point. had a good point. He goes... Kristen Stewart has that creepy, weird, druggy hotness to her.
Like that's true. Yeah. For the first movie she was in,
that's what he told
Adventureland. She's
yeah.
dead. Fucking this movie, she's dead. I don't fucking want to see her anymore. She's turning into the female Michael Cera. Same fucking
yes.
character.
Yes.
God,
yes.
that's a goddamn movie.
Yep.
She never changes her look. She's always dreary. She's always
she,
sad.
She tried in The Runaways, I heard. I heard it was actually better than you guys would expect.
What?
I only wanted to see it because Dakota Fanning.
Runaways is about who again?
Joan Jett. Mm-mm. She plays Joan Jett.
No idea who that is.
It's a song that's famous for it.
The Rock and Roll.
Oh, that one?
Found the dime in the jukebox, baby.
Yeah.
Britney Spears ruined that song.
Yeah, she did.
Did you see that song?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did a terrible. Anyways, I don't want to go there.
No, that ruined my childhood.
Back to Twilight. I have tried on three separate occasions to watch the first movie.
And I think I remember telling you that was such a good movie, whatever.
And I cannot get through the first 20 minutes.
My sister she read all the books. Die hard Twilight fan. As soon as she saw the movie, she hates it now. She
really?
Can't even look at it.
You know what's funny? Like Pedro, you know, dear friend of mine, loves Twilight. He has a fucking poster of it in his fucking closet. But when
in his closet.
Yeah, it's
the
a
Twilight
giant,
trend
yeah.
like Hey Arnold.
it's a giant poster of Edward Cullen. Jacob from the Rolling Stone cover.
Oh my god.
But anyways, he loves the movies. He says they're close to the book, very much so. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's... kind of inception of maybe what you think. I don't know.
Inception.
Yeah, but see, I think it goes back on the thing of like these are all books,
right?
Yeah.
You know, Harry Potter was all books.
Oh my god.
You know, and so that's how the big thing is. Like before Harry Potter blew up, and I'm sure it was the same thing for Twilight. I knew about Harry Potter about 2 years before they even thought about making the movie, before it was even popular.
Yeah.
Like, I was at my grandma's house. And that was so long ago. That was probably, like, when I was, like, 12. I was super young.
Yeah.
And she gave me this book. I was sitting on the couch. I was bored, and I didn't want to watch TV. And she goes, well, why don't you read this book? And I don't know where she got it, because I was 12. I didn't fucking care where she got shit, right? And, you know, I don't know if she was at... Barnes and Nobles, and it was just like Stan is like kids books, you know, and this one's about wizards.
It's not even really a kids book though.
Well,
not anymore.
I'm saying, yeah, and so she gave me that book, and I read through like the first three chapters, and I was like, this is kind of interesting, and then I put it down because I just didn't think of anything at the time,
right.
And then it blew up out of nowhere, and I'm like, I know that. Where do I know this from?
Yeah.
And I ended up reading, you know, the first five or whatever, and then after that I gave up. Because I figured, you know, they're coming out with movies anyways.
Yeah, but the movies are nothing like the books.
Well, exactly,
nothing.
That's how it is on everything.
But it's never going to be, and you guys have to realize
that's
that.
That's what I'm
just
saying.
It's the same concept.
Because, like, some people are like, oh my god, the movies are so stupid, but it's like, until you read the books, it's just like, the book is just...
No, I completely agree with you. It's just like with Kick-Ass, how I felt with Kick-Ass. I thought it was an excellent movie. But yes, it changed.
That's how I felt about Percy Jackson.
Yeah. I remember the
fight.
Oh,
God, the books are so good. But it goes on the same concept of, you know, a series versus a movie. If they got to condense something down to a thing and they don't hit that one key point that you relate to that, it's done. That's lights off for you on that movie.
Which is true. Because you want to see, like I said, once again, Kick-Ass, I wonder, there's two things I needed to see and they weren't in there. And that hurt me, kind of like a person. I was like, man.
Exactly, because you connected to those two moments,
yeah, because
and they weren't in there. Because
it made that character so real. And it's like, man. But then they had to give it that fucking gay ass Disney ending, which was just like, what? Why would you do that? I mean, I get why you did it, but that's why I think the most faithful work of art ever has to be The Watchmen.
You said is The Watchmen like to a T?
To a T, except the ending. And to be honest,
well, yeah, the ending is
the ending's better than a fucking comic book.
Well, there you go.
Which is, you know,
which. Actually, Fight Club was the same way.
Yeah, sorry.
Fight Club, the book was not good. Movie, fantastic.
Yeah. I completely agree with you. That's what I'm saying. Like some people can do it. Some people, but then again, look at Zack Snyder. Every movie he's made has not been bad. So there you go. 300 to a T again to the comic book.
Yeah.
You know.
Down to the blood.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead to a T to the original. Well, even better than the original. You know.
And then, so it can be done. It's just you can't fucking half-ass it.
Yeah, yeah. But, on the subject, really quickly, on the movies. Remember, I think last
on
week,
the subject, half asses. No, I got something
on
the subject
of comic book movies. Remember, how I think we were discussing. I think even you. We were talking about Christopher Nolan doing Superman.
Oh yeah,
I found out the official word on that.
Okay,
He's not going to direct it at all. However, Warner Brothers wants him to fully produce the whole entire movie.
So Christopher Nolan's going to take a step down from directing to produce?
Yeah, yeah. He said he doesn't want to direct it. He said he wants to produce it.
Okay.
So basically, he's going to have a say to what's going to happen.
Speaking of producers, I told Israel the other day, remember, about the movie, that the new movie Michael Bay is going to produce?
Oh, yes. Did you hear about this?
No. Nope.
Oh, shit.
Michael Bay is going to produce the new... Ready?
Don't crash over this.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Starring Shia LaBeouf as Leonardo. But you know what though? His producing stuff isn't bad. Once again, Nightmare on Elm Street, he produced.
Yeah.
Friday 13th.
We'll see. I just think they've tried to remake Ninja Turtles so many times.
And the animated movie wasn't bad.
Like, oh my god.
The worst Ninja Turtles we all know is Ninja Turtles 3. With a stupid time machine or whatever.
Yeah.
And the fucking robotic looking Ninja Turtles. Like, it got cheaper than the third one.
It's kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah. Can't beat the original. And then after everything after that, just like,
Well, 2000 wasn't that
it's
bad.
Like, they're ruining all the fucking, like, they have no more ideas. They're like, we're going to throw out another 100 Pokemon. Fuck you.
What is it? They just
remember these.
They just announced for the new Pokemon game, Pokemon Black and White.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, 250.
I'm going to get the white one.
250 more Pokemon.
I like how they went from, like, colors to gems to colors.
Yeah, yeah, to colors again. They're going to give
they
up.
They ran out of gems.
Pokemon, crap or not. Good or bad. Bad or good.
Games are addicting, though.
Yeah.
They are addicting. Jesus.
Fuck you, those games.
Cookie Mans. You guys
Anyways.
Playing Pokemans? I'm playing Pokemans. You got your Pikachu and your Raichu.
Shut
you...
up.
Shut up.
Just shut up. Just
choo-choos.
End up
there. And your choo-choos and your chai-chis. And your Mai Tais.
Mai Tais.
You sound like Bill Cosby trying to talk about Pokemon.
Oh my god.
She could have popped. Speaking of Bill Cosby.
Speaking of that there Cosby.
Did you see that he signed a contract again with Jell-O again?
What?
Oh my
he
god.
He signed a contract with Jell-O again. They brought him back. He's going to be in the Jell-O commercials again. You got to eat the pudding pop.
You guys like them Pokemans.
I got my Jell-O Jigglers. Remember he did that cartoon show too? The big head, the black kid with the bill or some shit like that?
Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
My buddy used to call him Little Black. Hey, Little Black. What are you doing here? You know what I'm saying. Oh, good times.
Oh,
Bill Cosby, he'll always be remembered.
Too much.
You're crazy like Swayze.
There's something else I wanted to talk about, but I forgot.
Shucks.
Well, shit the bed.
Well, since we're on the subject of movies still. The Hangover 2, what do you think about that?
I think it's going to make just as much money as the first one.
If not more,
it will.
Yeah.
But do you think it's going to be a good movie? I mean, obviously, I haven't seen anything about it yet, but you know what this concept is now, right?
Mm-mm.
They're in Singapore.
Oh.
Like,
somebody did something, but I don't know what it was, but they're all in Singapore except for the main character, Justin Bartha, the guy who played...
Stu?
So Bradley Cooper is still going to be in it, right?
Yeah.
Doug.
Is he going to take
Doug,
his shirt off?
Doug's not in it anymore.
Doug was hardly in the first one.
Which is funny, because like he's the main character, kind of. The whole movie circles around him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so yeah, they're all going back to Singapore, and... basically, from what I read about it, it's the same thing happens again.
Crystal meth tweakers. Yeah. Well,
but
they were shit out of luck.
It might be funny. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to see it.
I'll see it just because of Zach Galifianakis.
Yes. And did you see the new movie he's in with Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's called Delivery or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Where I think Robert Downey Jr. has a kid, but Zach Galifianakis is an aspiring actor.
Did he take his shirt off?
I don't know, maybe.
Zach?
No.
Zach, I can see
Robert Downey Jr.
probably does.
Yeah.
I loved his live at the Purple Onion, man. That was
funny. Purple Onion.
Shut up, God. What are you doing in front of my show right now?
Yeah.
Is there any blacks or Asians in the back? Can you guys come up front, please?
Need a bigger demographic.
And actually, it's funny because one of the guys there, he actually worked on The Sims.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, I'm actually a programmer for The Sims. He goes,
What the fuck are you talking about?
it's a video game. It's a video game.
Phenomenal video game.
Yeah.
Best thing ever invented.
And Sims 3, consoles.
I never liked Sims on the console.
Yeah, I was going to say, them on the consoles were never that good.
But they sell like hotcakes.
They do.
Yeah. So the fucking all the tweens and the fucking...
I'll take that back. What is it? Sims Me? Whatever was on
My
the
Sims.
Wii. My Sims.
Yeah, I never played it. It was actually good.
It wasn't that bad.
You played
I rented it on the Wii because it was at the time when I was worked at Hollywood. You're doing.
Oh, sorry. I'm doing things.
And I rented it, and I was like, I got it for my sister just as a whatever. And I played it, and I was like, it's not that bad. it's completely different. It's not like the other Sims.
You
manage like a town. Like tiny little
I know that most of the Sims on the console now are adventure based. Like there's the very linear. Just you move the character around.
Yeah,
you
have goals and all that stuff. You can't really.
Yeah, Sims on the computer is all micromanaged.
Yeah, it is.
Everything.
Like it takes me 2 hours when I start a new person or whatever, and
I
make a family.
Them?
Yeah, it takes me like 2 hours just
which
to
is
create
the right
my
way to do it. And Sims 3 makes it fucking that much better.
I know,
because
you don't
you
do
can
their
change
hair
the color
and
of the
their
roots.
Eyes. Yeah.
Can you really?
Yeah, the color of the roots all the way to like the way it goes up
go
to the
go on
tips.
Like the freaking color wheel and like do the highlights and
tons
shit, dude.
I'll
awesome.
Show you a little
it's
bit.
Nice. I have to get
awesome.
Going.
You loser.
I'm sorry I don't care about Sims.
You should. You should
it's
care.
Not that bad of a game.
It is a good game. I've always liked it. I used to have it on
we'll
PC.
We'll start you off with Sims 1.
I have Sims 1, actually.
Well, then play it. Sims 1, Making Magic was my favorite.
Magic.
Witches and wizards.
Do you guys remember hearing the announcement for a Sims
vacation.
Movie?
Vacation. That was my favorite one. I'm pretty sure that was Sims 1.
It was.
Did you say it or no?
No, I didn't.
I said, did you... Because
you're not talking loudly.
Did you guys hear the announcement for
Sims? Did you guys hear the announcement?
For the announcement for Sims the movie.
No.
Yeah, 20th
Century. How do you make that a movie?
20th Century Fox picked it up and they want to make that a film.
They have little diamonds above their heads when they watch it.
Well, I don't know how they do, but it's going to be in Simlish or whatever. Simlish.
What?
Simspeak.
It's not real speak.
It's German. Yeah, but it's going to be subtitles. So it's going to be like.
I don't like that.
Yeah, neither do I, but I guess that was supposed to come out 3 years ago, so I don't know.
It was supposed to come out 3 years ago.
I remember my mom is the one who got us into The Sims, and so, like, when they say, when they're leaving or coming, whatever, in the house, and they have their little phrases, they say, like, Sulu, that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We walk around the house and we talk to each other in Sims speak.
What is your goodbye saying?
I can't remember what we say all the time, but
fuck you.
I can't remember what we'd say. Or, when they get mad and be like, do that all the time. Yeah.
I remember that. I haven't played Sims in a while. I gotta maybe dust it off and play it. At least Sims 1 again. Sims 1 was still fun. Sims 1 was actually fun, I thought.
They're all fun.
Yeah.
Every one of them is fun. Sims 3 is, I don't know. I never usually like sequels as much as I do the way I think about Sims 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I think about other sequels, I'm like, I'll go play the first one, every now and then. This one, I have no urge to play the other ones.
Yeah,
I'm acceptable with this.
I remember the biggest thing for me was, because they always, they could have kids, but it was just a kid, and then it was, a baby, and then it was, like, a little kid. But in, the new Sims, it's, like, baby to toddler to infant, and they grow up to
and then you can move them out,
yeah,
and then you
a
have
real
a, another
person.
Fucking
so it's, like, you're
family.
Growing your own family to, like, and you have, like, generation. And, like,
mm-hmm.
take over the world.
Maybe you want
to
play that game.
There's family trees and stuff like that, and you can...
They look, and then the creepiest thing about the newer Sims is that when they have kids and the babies grow up, they look like the parent.
They take
really?
The two faces
yeah.
and they merge them together.
It's really
like
weird.
I did that on once because I made my character have a super big nose, and the other one had like wide set eyes, and then the kid came out as a fish. So fucking funny. It's really cool. I like you can also like manage apartments and stuff.
Yeah.
And like like you have like a bunch of different families inside of an apartment and you sit there and you just manage them and they give you rent and like you can change it. Oh, it's
how's the
so
you can
much
visit
shit
the
in
city
the
now, can't you? Like go in cities and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like you can from the map
you can
like
walk
from,
around and
from
drive.
The house you can zoom out from the house and automatically look over the town. Like there's no like look at town button and then it goes to a load screen.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just straight zoom out. You're seeing the town.
Oh,
and you go,
yeah,
go
and
here.
If your person goes to work, you could see them like drive away and you zoom out and they're
and you
can
follow
work.
Them to work
yeah.
and then they get out of their car and then they
go
into a building and they stay in there the whole time.
Wow,
crazy!
And you could choose like at work if you want them to work, harder
Hard
or lazy or
sociable.
Talk with the boss.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's so many things in this game, dude.
You're making me want
to
play now.
We'll have to have a Sims podcast.
Yeah.
No.
I should make a family that's just every person that's been on the cast.
Yeah,
there's so many people.
All living in the same house.
Oh my
yeah,
god.
You'll probably be pissed off at you. Fuck you, dude.
Well, see, the cool thing about Sims 3 also is that you can make up to 4-story houses, I believe now.
Can you now?
4-story houses. I made one that was a castle.
Wow.
And, like, I had pillars on the outsides of it that went up, and that was awesome. Right now I have a floating house, and me and Sam are cowboys. And then we have Angela and Allie from the last podcast who are lesbian lovers. They're living with us.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. But it's a good game.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
stop that.
What are you...
It's bad for the audio.
Anyways, is that it or we keep going? Or...
Huh?
I know you go for 1 hour, so that's what I'm saying.
I know. But, you know, we got space now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's not. It's fine.
Well, can we go until 5 o'clock?
Shit, Howie.
Yeah. We need to... I keep wanting to talk about something else and I keep forgetting.
It wasn't important.
Did you, E3 coming
that's
up.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah,
E3. Yeah, E3 coming up.
Yes, I'm stoked for E3 this year.
Yep.
I think there's going to be a lot of good announcements, man.
Yeah, Valve has a big old surprise
Left
coming
Dead
out.
10.
It better not be Left 4 Dead 3. It really should
that's,
be.
That's
I won't
what they're
buy
saying.
It. I won't
You're
buy it.
You're so full of shit, Vanessa.
I'll check it out if you use one coming
up. You're so full
but
of shit.
I won't buy it. Look, I traded in the second one. The only one I own is the first one
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah,
that's the only one I own, too.
I didn't like
because
the
it's like,
one.
Man, not another one, dude. Like, fuck, you just... Make more expansions. Do that. Don't make
they
man,
do.
But
still,
the expansions are kind of like shit.
Yeah, well, it's like what 30 minutes of gameplay. Nice and shitty story. Thanks.
But no, if you think about Left 4 Dead, it is just 5 levels.
No,
that's
it is.
It, and you play them over and over and over.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You know, so I mean, if they come out with an extra level, that's basically adding
but
another.
Like, I kind of agree with Lucid. Lou had a good point. He goes, dude, Left 4 Dead 2 should not have been $60. It should have been like $40.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying that anybody who bought the first one should get a discount on the second one.
Yeah, yeah.
That should the way it should have been. You know, and it wasn't that way, and a lot of people boycotted it.
Legend
it was
Zelda's
thing
gonna
online.
Be E3, the new one.
That's the only I will. Okay, when Zelda comes out, it will be the first time I've played a Wii in literally probably 2 years.
Yeah,
I'm so.
They're
going
to talk about that. They're going to talk about the new Metal Gear Rising,
yeah.
Which I'm curious to see, man, because I know it's action based now. It's not going to be stealth based.
Are they going to talk about Natal?
Yes, Natal.
Yeah,
the move, all that. Get that because then their price.
Are they
going to
talk about Sony's wands?
Yeah. The move actually kind of
fucking sticks.
I know,
ball.
Right?
But you get what that's for, right? It's tracking.
It's
yeah,
stupid.
I know.
It looks
I
retarded.
I'm kind of excited
it's like
for
this
it.
Big bomb.
Yeah, no, it looks retarded as fuck.
But the concept.
And so
it.
does Natal. Like
yeah.
Fucking standing. You know, like trying to you know touch things. And PSI was already had shit like that. When I had my PS3,
yeah.
I had that stuff, and I'd leave it on my PSI right in the front of the TV. People would walk through the living room, and like fucking the particles would
yeah,
move
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've already had a bunch of that stuff. And I'm more excited about the PS3's wands because of the tracking.
Yes, because the depths, all that you can do.
Yeah,
so
like
much
like the track. It's basically a Wii remote ramped up.
Yeah, Wii remote plus 5 million.
Right, you know, because Sony doesn't skimp out on their shit.
Yeah,
they're going to
yeah.
do it. They're going to put a lot of, you know...
Even though
it
probably won't sell for shit for the first whatever.
It won't sell
yeah.
for anything
because
there's nothing out for it.
Well, plus they'll ask, like, so much fucking money for it. Like,
they'll ask, well...
$300.
Dude, they'll ask...
It makes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money to build what
no,
they do.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. But
a lot of money.
They're going to talk about the 3DS.
No, they already said they are.
Yeah.
Nintendo said they will not... In fact, they're going to announce the launch titles already. Yeah, they're going to talk about the
titles. I'm still waiting the titles for the DSi.
They have a couple
of
them.
Just that. The only one I've seen is that stupid hair cutting salon.
No, there's also a photo showdown, too. You take photos of shit, and then you actually fight with them in the game.
Stupid. I mean...
But yeah, but the DSi wasn't meant as a new console, though.
I know, but they're supposed to be...
Did you see the rumor, though, on the 3DS? Apparently, the internal... The power of it.
You want to explain to our listeners what the 3DS is.
The 3DS. I'm sure you guys know what a DSi already, but this
is... I'm sure you all follow, so I'm not going to explain it. Anyways,
the Nintendo DS, as you know, is a handheld system for Nintendo. It has 2 screens on it. You can touch it, whatever. But anyways...
You can touch the bottom one.
The bottom. But the next one coming out is called 3DS. And what it's supposed to do is allow you to have a handheld console that actually projects 3D without glasses. It's just basically due to depth and, you know, telemeters, I think it's called telemetros?
I'm not going to be able to know the real word.
Accelerometers.
Okay.
Stuff like that. Basically, by tilting it where you go, it's going to have the field of depth. But anyways, that's all going to be coming out on the new 3DS. Well, they apparently that the graphical power on the 3DS is going to match the PS3.
Really?
That's what Nintendo came out of their mouth.
Well, no, they're not going to do it.
I wonder how much peyote they were smoking that day.
But you know what? Lou said too, because if you think about it, Israel, they never had a console that actually could outdo anything.
They can't. If the 64, they
couldn't match the PS1. You know, all of them. None of them could match anything.
Yeah, but even though they've had crappy graphics, their games are still...
Yeah, right. They've built
like
themselves
up. Like Zelda on the 64? I mean, that can outdo anything
any
day.
But you look at the GameCube. Sucked ass. There's like a few games that were good.
You know, I'm on the topic of GameCube. I was talking to my friend Alex yesterday. He brought up a good point. The GameCube was basically just a shitload of ports from the Dreamcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like how fucking...
I'm saying. Like, it wasn't really a system. It was just... I mean, it was a system,
if you think about it, though, that's what the Wii is, too. The Wii has hella fucking ports from Dreamcast.
Yeah, but they have their exclusives as well.
Which half of them suck, dude. Majority of them are not good.
Yeah, but...
What, Mad World was good? Conduit was okay? Monster Hunter was good.
All the Mario games?
Yeah, but the Mario games to me shouldn't count, because that's...
Zelda games?
Zelda, yeah. But
and Zelda did really well?
Yeah, Zelda did do really well.
Okay.
But I'm saying, versus PS3 and 360 overall library? No way.
Well, no shit.
But that's what I'm saying.
The Wii can only put out 480p.
Yeah, barely.
Barely at that.
Actually, I will say this, though. The new Mario Galaxy looks great.
It does.
It looks almost as good as the 360 game.
That's good.
It's almost dead on.
That's good.
But yeah, the 3DS, I'm curious to see what it's going to do.
I'm not excited for anything that's 3D right now.
No, it's overrated.
Movies, and that's even like a touch and go.
You know what sucks, too, is that Sony, even said, they're going to push so hard for the 3D gaming movie. Killzone 3 is made entirely in 3D. And I believe PS3's next update is going to have the update where you can now convert your stuff to 3D out.
Yeah.
Just,
for the people that have the 3D TVs.
But like, how many people have that? You know what I mean?
One.
Exactly. And they're not even that good. I don't know. They kind of give me a headache.
Well, Louis told me a story, I guess, that apparently this kid, or this like mom bought it for some of her daycare kids, whatever. They were watching Monsters Inc. and shit all day, or whatever, on the 3D TVs. And so they was upstairs, and then they had to come downstairs for dinner, right? They took the glasses off, and they got so disorientated from the 3D that every single one of them fell down from the stairs, and two of them actually cracked their head open. I go, that's
don't
a
don't watch your 3D TVs upstairs.
I thought that was the greatest story ever. I just see a bunch of little toddlers go, hey, mom! Just
Monsters Inc. cookies.
Because it messes up your perception
of
death.
Your depth perception, right?
So
your perception of death. It's just a weird way of phrasing it. I'm saying it's not wrong.
I'm saying it's still right.
I like how you stopped and you were thinking about it. It's like, did I say
also
that wrong?
Also, too, another big announcement at E3 is going to be the network, PS3 network pay service.
Sucks
for all you PS3 people. You
well, you know
now.
What? They might actually get on the same level now with the 360. Maybe they'll actually have a reliable network.
Not necessarily, because I found this out. I was kind of gay. The paid service gives you extra content for, like, you know, online store, all that, whatever. However, the online itself is still free. But
you
no,
know,
the actually play online
oh,
is free.
Okay,
what so. I'm saying. But the thing is, people are saying, well, if people buy the premium membership and shit, you know, maybe they use that extra money to go into the servers to make it, you know, better or whatever.
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, they better. That's what it's there for.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, because
people
I mean,
don't pay for the 360 shit for content
be,
online.
Yeah,
you know, we pay for it because we want to be able.
Avatar closed.
Yeah, well,
exactly. That's the only reason we want.
Yeah. And then another big announcement for 360 is gonna, well, I don't know. What's really 360's big?
Halo?
Hulu
might come to the 360.
I heard about that, actually. Yeah.
So stoked for that.
I
hope they bring it.
But then there's also... What about, I'm saying game-wise. What? I mean, what? Halo? Duty? That's going to be the two biggest titles there.
Terry brought up a few, and I completely forgot.
Fable
3. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're going to reserve the limited edition, right?
Have you seen it? It's so
dude, you get a
sweet.
Whole extra world to explore only on limited.
So want
comes
that
with the
game.
Tarot
yeah.
That's
gonna
what
be
I
Jesus.
Want.
But Fable 3.
Gears?
Yeah, Gears 3. Marvel's Capcom
Fallout.
3.
Yeah, New Vegas.
So
Fallout, dude, I'm getting skeptical now. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because as you know, Obsidian Entertainment
Obsidian
made,
is doing it.
What, Obsidian made Alpha Protocol. And Alpha Protocol is fucking bombing like you wouldn't believe. It looks like shit. It plays like shit. Everybody's complaining about it.
Yeah, but, you know, you brought up before, they did Baldur's Gate.
I was actually wrong about that.
They
did Neverwinter Nights 2, not the first one. Two. And
Neverwinter Nights was 2 was not bad.
But it was nowhere near as good as the first
one.
Because that was, you know,
you think
Bethesda.
They'll talk about Sims on console?
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
DJ Hero 2 is probably going to be the big
DJ
one.
DJ Hero 2.
Ugh.
I'm actually excited for that dude because the freaking Dead Mouse is going to be in it. And Cascade.
Yeah.
A bunch of freaking people.
Yeah,
in this
but
game.
See, that's fucking but what they did with Rock okay. Band, okay? Like, first
Rock
one that came out.
Rock Band
like,
3 is going to be badass. The keyboard.
The keytar.
Did you see that?
That's a key,
it's going to be
awesome.
I can't wait to get that.
We got
to
get that, and all of us have the keytar to play that.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be awesome. Playing like those old 80s songs. Just to let you know.
Anyways. No, because DJ is just. It's the same thing that they did with Rock Band and Guitar Hero. The first ones that came out were suggestible titles, you know? They weren't all that great. And then the next one, like, holy shit, they're going to have this band. And then it's, like, a song you don't even really like.
Yeah, that's what scares me. Because, like, Dead Mouse, his trademark song, one of them is, you know, like...
And the Daft Punk part carried DJ Hero 1. I think that was the only set list, and it was, like, 20 songs, which is awesome.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, it
so
sucked,
long.
Right? It was terrible to play through because it was so long. But it was the best set list there.
What I have, the problem I had with DJ Hero 1 is because it tried to focus a lot on the whole, you know, urban DJing, if you will, you know, like hip-hop music, all that, which I have nothing against, but you're restricted. Urban DJing is about mixing, freestyling, all that, right? But when you do, like, you know, like Daft Punk or whatever, or, you know, Cascade, Dead Mouse, you know, we're
techno.
Techno House, whatever. We're just, you know.
Techno House falls under techno.
Okay, okay.
I'm saying just okay. Techno in general.
Techno in general, that whole dance genre, if you will. You know, it's just about playing the music and, you know, adding, you know, a little bit flair to it. That's it. Not, you know, scratching
that's
the
more
shit.
Fun.
Exactly.
Than
and
work.
And I think that's why DJ Hero 1 to me didn't really feel as awesome as it could. That's why now a lot of people from what we listen to are going to be in it, which is going to be pretty exciting. You know, 8-Track. Armin Van Buuren's going to fucking be in that shit, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Van Dyke, too, apparently. So it's like, fuck, dude. So I'm pretty stoked for DJ Hero 2. I actually think I might buy it. But I don't know. I was thinking about buying the special edition bundle. It comes with two turntables and a microphone. Because now you can sing now. But I think it's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Because DJing's not about singing.
It's
about,
not
it's
at
about
all.
Bringing the party.
They're fucking commercials around a Lady Gaga song.
You should bring your DJ Hero to your party.
Yeah.
I'll bring it to your party.
There you go.
There you go.
You
guys can have a little DJ here.
I like to now you can use two turntables at one time. So that'd be pretty intense. You know,
you can't do that in the first one? No. I thought that's...
You could play each other.
Yeah, you could play against each other.
No, I'm saying
in battle.
You can actually connect one turntable to another turntable. Like
and
a real DJ.
And okay, for one person.
So it's like one big deck.
Yeah, like a real DJ.
I like it.
That's
okay.
Pretty sweet.
I like
and
it.
Apparently the new turntables are going to have the jack to plug in your headphones into the DJ turntable.
Why?
You know, to make it more realistic. If you're a DJ, that's what you do. You put it on, you know, so you can hear the audio.
Yeah, but that way no one else can hear it.
No. I'm saying to hear the track better. When you're a DJ, you want to hear your music
well,
while you're playing
that.
It, so you
yeah.
can hear the crossover, like that. But it's cool and not cool, I guess, you know. But when you reserve it at GameStop, you get a turntable
plug.
Case. You get a GameStop DJ turntable case actually made
why
by Puma.
We just throw all our premiums out there.
By Puma, so that's pretty cool.
By Puma.
Puma.
Who the fuck is around crap about Puma?
Hey, it's still a legitimate, you know, whatever.
But
they
wait,
make
if
shoes.
You pre-order this, and this, you also get...
Have you seen Naughty Bear at all, Dwight?
Naughty Bear.
I heard you guys talking about it.
I don't know, but I want to play it, man. I'm not going to buy
I'll
it.
I'll wait till we get a YouTube.
I've seen, like, one video about it, and I was like, I don't
it's
know
it's a bear
about
killing
that.
People.
Yeah.
Beating the stuffing out of people.
New Snoopy game is about him killing people.
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a remake of the PSP game.
Oh,
so
that's
yeah.
what I need to go to work today for. Buy points for Earthworm Jim HD.
Yeah, four-player co-op.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No way.
I swear to God,
oh,
four-player co-op.
Are you buying it?
I don't know. I don't have any money right now.
Are you going to buy it?
Yeah, I got a good point.
I think I might buy it then, dude, because if it's four-player co-op, I actually
it's
might play it.
It's four-player co-op.
Oh, is it HD remix too and everything?
Yeah, it's HD. That's what the title is, Earthworm Jim HD.
Oh, my God. I think I might buy that now. Holy Santa!
It depends
Claus.
On how much it is because I didn't even bought the stimulus.
Well, it's not
package.
It's not worth 16 at all. It has to be at least 14
it's,
or 12.
I don't know.
Whoa! I think it's only like 800.
Yeah, that's I think that's
well,
what it
I'm
is.
I'm just saying, I would pay 14 or 12.
I would pay 6. Not 8. I'd be more skeptical towards 8. But I don't know. Perhaps we should end this before we just keep going on and on.
Well, I want to talk about E3 real quick.
Okay, well, no, I'm stoked for E3.
Yeah,
that's
I really think E3 is 15th
through 17th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I fucking got tickets, too, but I can't go.
How'd you get tickets?
My buddy at the Game Exchange gave them to me.
Wow.
Because he goes, dude, you want to come this year? I go, yeah, I would love to, but I can't get the day. Lou won't give me the days off, so.
Mm.
I have 4 tickets, too. You could have came, everything, dude.
Damn.
We have a place to stay for free, everything.
Fuck, dude. Going to E3 would be awesome.
Because the thing is, he's going 1 day, but he gets all 4 days or 3 days, or whatever. But he only goes for the business aspect. He doesn't go for whatever. He's too old for that. He says.
Right.
So
he says, dude, you can have the rest of them. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. I would love to go, but I can't. There's no way I can make it. Next year. He goes, dude, next year, let me know, dude. I was like, all
right. How does he get them?
Because he owns Video Game Exchange.
Okay.
And he's in the part of the, that's part of the industry. If you own your actual shop, all you have to do is send your business license in with or a copy of the business license and something else, and that's it. And he can get up to 5 tickets for
800 free. 800 points. It's 800 points.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, well, let's go to E3 next year.
Oh, believe me, I think I will.
And Comic-Con.
I don't know, Luke probably won't do that for me, but...
they're like 3 months apart.
He's gonna find some fucking way around it, but we'll see. I'll try to make it happen. I tried going this year, but you guys all bailed.
I was laid off.
No, your story's different. Yeah, okay.
Okay, give me a break.
But everybody else is. Yeah. Fuck you guys.
Anyways.
Right, we probably should have stopped this.
Yeah, okay. So,
You should wait. You should end it again with Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Nah.
Yeah, come on.
Nope. No outro.
Oh.
Okay. So?
You go first.
No.
Oh, okay. Ladies first. Doing? We're saying goodbye now, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bye. And Leopold says bye, too.
Bye!
All right. See you guys next episode, hopefully.
Wait, when's this going to be up?
Soon.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, Sam.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, Sam.